Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with City of Knoxville Parks and Recreation Director Brandon Nemers with the latest on City of Knoxville Parks and Recreation.
Couple months here into 2021, I guess just in a general sense, how things been going around here with the, you know, the social distancing and everything here as we start another new year.
Yeah, John, it's been interesting to say the least. We've been making a lot of adjustments. We're trying to keep everybody safe while offering, you know, programs and, you know, open times here at the facility. So we're trying every day to, you know, provide a safe, clean atmosphere and also have that balance of being open and so forth.
Right. So what are some of the highlights coming up on the March schedule? I see those were released here a couple days ago. You know, tell folks what to expect here coming up in March with some programs.
We will have some group swimming lessons. You know, our fitness classes, we're kind of adding a couple more in there. We'll have some open volleyball times on Wednesday evenings in March. So we've thrown the volleyball net up there from approximately 3 to 9 o'clock on Wednesday nights in March. So we've got registration open right now for spring soccer. We'll have, you know, some swim team stuff coming up for the summer, our blast ball. So we're planning on offering most of our quote-unquote normal programs during this time of year. You know, they'll be modified a little bit, and we'll do what we can to keep everybody safe. But it's also, we're getting closer to park season too. So yeah, a lot going on.
I was just going to ask you too, of course, March coming up here. By the time this interview is, it will be March already. But, you know, that means spring. It's hard to say what kind of weather we're going to get here throughout the month of March. That's just kind of a toss-up usually. But outdoor recreation, is that starting up here?
Yeah, we'll get park season going typically about the middle of April. We get the restrooms open, the water fountains on. We'll start a little bit before that, trying to get things cleaned up. You know, when Mother Nature gets everything dried out here, you know, you'll see the trash, the sticks, you know, those types of things in the park. So we'll get working on that, try to get that, you know, all up and running as soon as we can. You know, tennis season will be going on through the high school, so we'll have, you know, action at the tennis courts over there. Yeah, just a lot of good stuff. I think we're getting closer to spring. So
when we talked here this past December for a kind of a year review, we talked about some projects throughout 2020. I think the trail project was had to be pushed back, just a couple things to complete in the spring. What's the status there, or what's coming up with that?
Yeah, so as soon as it dries out, we are first on the general contractor's list to get that paved. It has been a long process, if anybody's followed that trail, but we'll get there. I think we're going to get there. Hopefully, you know, maybe in April, we'll see here, but it's all going to depend on Mother Nature. But that is on track to get paved, and we'll connect to our current little section here and hopefully offer a nice trail there.
Last week, Marion County Economic Development released their yearly awards, and Knox Parks and Recreation was recognized as the best indoor recreation. Tell us what it means to have the facility receive that honor.
Well, it's been great. I believe it's our third year in a row that we've won that award. So, you know, we got to give credit to the public coming out and patronizing us, voting for us, my staff for, you know, making all these things happen around here. You know, it takes a lot of people keep the place open, to keep the, you know, keep the programs running. So, you know, it's just a big group effort there to keep this place open and operating. And, you know, like I said, the people that voted for us and patronized us, you know, we really appreciate the support.
At this point, is there anything else coming up that you want to touch on as far as, you know, spring coming up or any of the indoor stuff here at the Recreation Center?
Yeah, you know, just, you know, we appreciate everybody being patient with us as we, you know, navigate these times. It's new to everybody. You know, we're doing the best we can. You know, just because we have a hot day coming up in, you know, in the next couple weeks, doesn't mean we'll have the restrooms open. You know, be patient with us. We start working on those about the middle of April. It takes us a while to clean up all that fun stuff that's left over from the wintertime. But we'll get things up and going and get things open as soon as we can.
Thanks to City of Knoxville Parks and Recreation Director Brandon Nemers for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.